Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Manchester United Football Social with Full-Time Devils.
Welcome to the Manchester Football Social. It is Thursday, 6 o'clock. That means the Full-Time Devils have taken over for an hour, talking all things Manchester United, not just the wonderful people in the studio. That is, of course, the team of Webby. Hello, Webby.
Evening, Joe.
And Gaz as well.
Hashtag Gaz back.
But you as well, 0345 111 7625. Come and have your say. Come and get your call in nice and early so we make sure we get you on by the end of the show. We're going to be talking about Ashley Young. He's got a new contract at Manchester United. What are your thoughts on that? We're also going to be looking ahead to Fulham and PSG. Some big, big games coming Manchester United's way. And speaking of PSG, we will see some of the top talent in world football. Maybe not Neymar, but some of the biggest talent in world football over the next couple of weeks coming to Old Trafford. So who is the best non-Manchester United player you have seen at Old Trafford?
Oh, it's a question.
Very good question. Like always, Gaz is on the comments, so go and say hello to Gaz. Be kind to him, because, you know, you were up just nice and early this morning.
Be gentle, please. Just
but
be gentle.
The main thing is... The main thing is, you come and have your say. 0345 111 7625. You give us a call nice and early. We'll make sure we get you on, basically. We've already got Adam, who's on the line. We'll get to you very soon, Adam. But let's just get the ball rolling with our first topic. Right, Ashley Young then. So this week, we haven't spoke to each other since Ashley Young signed that one-year extension. He's going to be at the club now. Many different questions about it. One, are you happy with it?
I don't know, mate. I mean, I'm not like annoyed about it, because it's not like I desperately wanted him out the club, but he's not United level if we're talking starting games for Man United. He is Man United squad level. And yep, being a player who can play right back and left back, not complain at all, not moan, not throw his toys out the pram, he's an important player to have in the squad, and he's experienced, so I understand keeping him. But if he's starting too many games, mate, he's not good enough to do that.
Really?
Well, you're right in what you say, Gaz, there. If you want to go for the league, which we should be doing, you know, I do agree with keeping around the squad, because the problem we had a few years back, we lost too many crucial players, Rio, Vidic and Evra, and that experience went out of the dressing room. To keep him there, obviously he's going to start games. Now it's up to who we bring in this summer. We've been linked with a young kid at Palace. We've brought the young kid which Mourinho brought in, Dalo. So, no, I do agree keeping around the squad, but let's see how many games he's played. But you can't knock him, you know. People forget he can play either left or right side, exactly, midfield, stroke, wing. So he's good enough. If he stays fit, it'd be great for the squad. But if we seriously want to go for the league title, then we've got to be looking at better options than Ashley Young.
Second question then is, who made this decision to give Ashley Young his extension?
Go on, Gaz.
Who did make that decision?
Who made that decision?
I think it was probably in place ages ago.
Do you think?
Maybe.
But they've not consulted their permanent manager who's going to take over next season?
Well, they don't know who that is yet.
Oh, do they not? No, do they not?
They don't, do they?
But they can sort out an Ashley Young deal, but then we can keep some of the key players who really be shining for Manchester United, I think, are important, like Herrera and De Gea. What, they're going to just tease us then to the end of the season?
That's going to be announced on Valentine's Day, that joke.
If someone has made that decision, the board has made that decision to give Ashley Young this extension, surely for us, we would have loved them to make that other decision and get Herrera and De Gea signed up.
I'm sure they're working on it.
So who, is there something going
wrong
there?
I'm sure they're working on it. And also, Ashley Young's one of those things where if he wasn't going to sign the contract, we'd end up letting him go for free. I don't think we'd let Herrera go for free. I don't think there'd be any chance of that happening. I think Ashley Young, what would you get for him? Five, 7 million?
We'd
like
have
that.
To pay them, mate. Adam's on the phone. Hello, mate.
You alright there, mate?
Yeah, I'm very good, mate. This show is all about you. 0345 111 7625. Come and give us a call. Adam's just disappeared as soon as he's gone on the line there. So we're going to go to Jason. Hello, Jason. He must have heard your voice, guys. I thought, not Gaz. Jason. Unbelievable. Both callers are. Jason, I can't. Hello, Jason.
He's trapped in a tin can.
Jason, if you're... Right, producers out there, if you're listening, get Jason and get Adam back on the phone because I don't know what's going on there. Ashley Young, then, looking to the future. Like you say, I want to talk about the ideas of Manchester United's board going into next year. What are their targets for this squad? And well, top four? But, I mean, surely we could even be looking a bit higher.
You've got Manchester United Football Club, so we've got to win the league season in, season out. Now, we're not good enough. We've not been good enough since the day Fergie left. So we've got to be going for it. And we're still 4 to 5 world-class players short for me. Now, have we got that money? Has a new manager going to come in? He's going to be giving that money to spend? Has he got his own ideas? You know, that's what makes me think, obviously, to give Young the extra deal. Is a manager already been in place, et cetera, et cetera. But it's not just a massive job for this new manager. It's a massive job for the board because last season, I'm going on about again, we was a very, very second poor behind Manchester City. Mm. And we went out and bought an unproven young right-back, a 34-year-old keeper, an unproven Brazilian. City went out and bought Mahrez, who'd done it in the Premiership. No, we had to close that gap, and we never. So next year, we've got to close it, and we've got to spend, we've got to buy the right people, and let's see where we go.
I'll tell you what I do worry about just a little bit. If this season carries on being quite, and Ollie carries on being quite successful, carries on at his current trajectory, you'd probably say we're going to finish third or fourth place. If we carry on the form that we're on, we'll do really well. And I worry that in the summer, and the pessimist in me thinks that this is why Solskjaer got the job in the first place, the summer the board are going to think, look how well we've played them last few months. We don't need to sign anyone.
Yeah, this is the worry.
We don't need to sign anyone.
Right.
Look how much we've improved.
Let's go back to Adam, who should be on the line. Hello, Adam.
You alright there, mate? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, don't drop off, Adam. We've got you there. What do you want to talk about, mate?
I'll talk about how United just winning games by 1-0 against Leicester. You see on Sunday how in the last 10 minutes we were a bit shaky at the back and we brought Phil Jones on, and this team being we should win games by 2 goals and just kill off games early on and just sit back.
Do you not think it shows a lot? Do you not think it shows a lot of bottle? Like you say that it was 1-0 and we went quite defensive for the last 10 minutes and actually were successful in our tactic and we held them off and won the game.
Yeah, but say sort of that was against PSG, Mbappe had that Vardy chance. That would have been easily gone 1-1. So we need to score more goals quick. Rashford needs to take his chances as well. You see that early on he had a header.
They're not going to score every chance they get, though, are they? You know, I don't know
what you're saying. Like, we like to kill games off early doors and get it put to bed, but sometimes it doesn't happen. We knew it was going to be an hard game at Leicester, which it turned out to be. If you look at their own record this year, they beat City, they beat Chelsea, they draw against Liverpool. So it was a great 3 points. I said last week it'd be a really hard game, Leicester. And it was an hard game, and I thought, looking at it now, that last game, I thought the referee was poor.
Yeah.
You know... The kids should have been sent off twice, you know, and then they pull him off because they know they've had 2 chances, you know what I mean? And who was the referee? Was it Dean? Who was the referee? Was it?
I don't remember.
I can't remember. It's some plant pot. You know, and they're getting away with it. You know, these referees, we're talking about the referees again after every game. And, you know, Paul's burst in the air and he's dragged him back. He's just been yellow carded. Then he's done it again. And then Leicester's manager think, hang on, he's had two hits here. Let's drag him off. You know, I think it was a great 3 points on Sunday.
Going back to what the caller said, look, if it was that simple, yeah, we would be killing games off straight away. Yeah. It's just not that simple. Sometimes you can't score as many goals as you want, but we got one. We actually defended well, and we kept them out. We won the game. I think that shows we've improved.
Yeah, Adam, thank you very much for your call.
Cheers,
give us a call, 0345 111 7625. Let's go to Matt. Hello, Matt. You good?
Hello, I was just wanting to talk about like the PSG game next week and how you'd set it up.
Matt,
how would you set it up?
Well, I'd put a 4-3-3. Obviously, you've got Martial, Rashford and Lingard. Mm-hmm. I'd have the same midfield with Herrera, Matic and Pogba. But I'd change the back four. I'd put Dalot. I'd put Phil Jones. I know he's had a terrible season so far.
Phil Jones in?
Yeah, I don't know why. I just fancy him against the likes of, I don't know why. It's just why not? Or Chris Smalling, it's an e-back.
Sorry, mate. You asked why not, and then I thought, well, I mean, it's self-explanatory with Phil Jones, isn't it? Against Pete, could you imagine, I know it's not going to be Neymar, is it? Can you imagine Mbappe running at Phil Jones' face?
No problem. No problem.
Terrible, what you mean?
Hang on, I think Webby's backing you here, mate. Webby, what are you saying?
No, yeah. I know what you're saying about Phil Jones, but the only thing is with me with Phil Jones, he's got a mistake in him, and it's normally a big mistake, you know. You look at the Chelsea final last year, he loses the ball, ends up giving a penalty away. But on his day, he can be great, but he doesn't have too many days. That's the problem with Phil Jones. But for me, and he's back now fit, and I think Chris Smalling should go back in because he's the best of what we got. I really like Smalling. When he's a proper defender, but that's the problem. And you look at Lindelof, who's been superb, I can't knock him. But Bailey, for me, is another one. He's an accident waiting to happen. Now, for me, it's got to be Lindelof plus another. Mm-hmm. You know, who the other is, I couldn't tell you.
Well, we're going to get into PSG more later on in the show, but thank you much for Matt for getting the ball rolling there. Please get in the comments with what you think United should set up for that game next weekend. Gaz will be reading the comments all day.
Farhan's commented already. Well, there's loads of comments already with just Phil Jones capitalised. He says, Phil Jones, this guy doesn't even sound sure of himself. I don't know, everyone. I love that his argument, by the way, for putting Phil Jones was, I will just put Phil Jones in because why not?
Do you reckon Matt was his agent? You know, he's looking for a new deal, so you never know.
Giving him a little little plush. Russell's on the phone. Hello, Russell.
Yes, hello, guys.
Yes, hi, how you doing, man? You good?
Hi. I'm good. I just want to second what you guys said there. I think maybe it might be the agent, actually.
There was something a bit dodgy there. What do you want to talk about, Russell?
About the PSG game and a little bit about Martial, but I'll just run through my starting 11, if that's fine.
Yeah, do.
I think would be... so, obviously, no question, David De Gea. By Lindelof, sure. Young. Yeah, I say that with a heavy heart. Ashley Young. Nemanja Matic, Ander Herrera, Paul Pogba, Martial, Lingard, Rashford. Nice, I think I heard someone saying Bay is an accident waiting to happen, but that's I don't know what you guys think, but I'm not sure if that's actually a factual statement because he's only had one red card.
Obviously red cards, Russell. I'm just on about if you look a few seasons back, the Celta Vigo game in the semi-final at Old Trafford, he got away with a couple of things there, but nearly didn't get us into the final. Then you look at the Brighton game this season away, and then you look at Newcastle at home. I think he's a great defender. I think, you know, if he's up against a man like a Cavani, but if he starts messing about... Yeah. What was that?
Sorry. I just pressed something back.
All right. So, I know what you're saying. On his day, he can be a great player and an asset to the club. I just think now he's got to think more of defending like a Vidic was and a Steve Bruce was, and forget about these little tussles. Just get the ball and play easy, but... That's my opinion. Your opinion's different than Gary's and Joe's, so...
No. I just want to say, Webby, don't get me wrong. I actually respect your opinion. I think I come here to listen to you most of the time because you've watched, obviously, United for a long time, so obviously you know more about it than me. I'm only 29. But I think Eric Bailly, if we're looking at the PSG game, I think he's definitely the key defender. I know Lindelof is having a good season, but I think Eric is the key defender. He's fast, he's strong. He's got a hot head. Of course, he's got a hot head, but for me, he's the only defender who can take on Mbappe in terms of pace, strength, and basically technical ability from a defensive point of view.
Yeah, good point.
And he's still not old, is he? You know,
me?
No.
I heard you had on the phone then to say, Webby's been watching United for years. I'm only 29. He's 26. What are you on about?
Cheers, Russell.
The Moyes years just did it.
The Moyes years.
I mean, he's Benjamin Button, but yeah.
Russell, quickly, before we move on to Colin, you wanted to talk about Martial a bit. What was your comments there?
So I called in actually last week and I got a few seconds to vent in about Martial. Maybe I am Martial's agent, like the Jones agent, but I really, really believe that he is the gem at United. Because you look at this player, he comes in at a young age in a different country. I mean, I'm not from England, I'm from South Africa, but I can only assume it must be really hard for him. It's different from being in England, you know? And then he comes in with this huge price tag. He scores on his debut, he goes through three different managers, two of whom, one of whom doesn't really fancy him. And somehow, before Jose left, he was still performing. He's the guy who actually kept us in this thing, sort of, in this top four kind of thing, if you really want to look back at it. And for me, it proved his mental side of the game, because I always knew he was a brilliant player, but I was worried about his mentality as a Frenchman coming into a different country at a young age. But maybe that's just me worrying, but I'm really impressed with how he's gone through it mentally. I mean, obviously, he wasn't going to sign maybe if Jose was here, but I'm really, honestly, from a Man United fan perspective, I'm really proud to see a young player come from a different country and hold his own, you know?
Absolutely. Russell, thank you very much. Top call from Russell. Before we get to Adrian, any comments, guys?
The comments in, a lot of people agreeing with what Russell was saying there about Martial. There's a few people saying that we should rest key players for the Fulham game. Ooh, not sure about that. I mean, I know PSG and everything, but we still want to be winning these league games and getting top four.
You start off with your best team, you're up, you bring them off after 60 minutes.
Yeah,
you know.
Exactly.
You can play two games in a week. I know what people are saying. I think he will swap and change maybe a few.
And there's a comment here from Andrew as well. He says, we need to clear more of this deadwood or there'll be no spots for youth or new signings. We have to clear out the likes of Valencia, Young, Damian, Smalling, Jones, Rojo types first and foremost. The thing is, if you're going to replace those players, don't get me wrong, I don't think any of those players are necessarily the players who are good enough to be starting for Man United. I don't think any of them are. But if you're going to replace them, you need to bring in young players to replace them, because I don't think we have enough people in our academy who can replace every single one of those players to the same ability.
Final caller of this section, Adrian, hello, mate.
Hi, how you doing?
Very, very well. Thank you very much for calling us, mate. And anyone watching or listening, 0345 111 7625. Get your calls in now. We've got 40 minutes left of the show. And do what Adrian's done and come on and just talk about Manchester United. Mate, what do you want to say?
Yeah, it's been a while. I've been wanting to call him for a while about Fergie's involvement in the appointment of Solskjaer.
Okay.
Now, Fergie appointed Moyes without an interview. And obviously, over the last 5 years, it's not gone very well. And, he's obviously had a look at it since of his recovery and thought, how can I change this? How can I... You know, the thing that he's built Manchester United to the global superpower that it is now. And in the last 5 years, you know, it's not gone very well. So obviously, he's trying to rectify that mistake that he made.
I agree what you're saying in a sense, but I don't think we can put all the blame on Fergie. I don't think it was solely his choice to give Moyes the job. And I do think that he did come out after, didn't he, and say Moyes was just on a list with other names like Ancelotti and things like that.
Yeah.
I think the fault of Moyes was surely everyone at the club at that time, not necessarily just Sir Alex Ferguson. And I also don't think this time around he was the one to solely make the decision on Solskjaer, especially not with how ill he's been recently.
Exactly. And he's obviously recovered. And since, you know, September, October time, there's been talk amongst the whole board, you know, how can we change this? And they've obviously been waiting to see, you know, what was going to happen. And then the Liverpool game just ended it. That was the final decision. So they would have had a short list of ex-players or ex-coaches. And I'm sure the way Solskjaer handled himself as a reserve coach and the fact that he has won the league in the Norwegian league. And it's only the Norwegian league, but Molde is not the best team in Norway. And it was Rosenborg. So I think Solskjaer is going to get the job. It's just, you know, a matter of time how we do well against PSG. But I think we are going to beat PSG.
Oh, bit of confidence there from Adrian. I like it, mate.
Without a doubt. But, you know,
we're going to beat PSG, then how far are we going to go, Adrian?
We're going to win it. I'm sorry, Adrian. Go. Right, get your comments in to Gaz. Adrian, thank you very much for your call. I've got Imi, I've got Cam, I have got Damien on the phone, and we're going to get to you in a couple of minutes. It's me, it's Gaz, it's
Webby. Here's a quiz.
I've not got a quiz today.
I wonder why.
You've not had a quiz?
Chicken wing jump.
I wonder why.
Is that why?
No quiz for me today. We'll be right back in a couple of minutes with more of your fan phone in right after this.
Manchester United Football Social with Full Time Devils.
Welcome back to the Manchester Football Social. It is the full-time Devils takeover. I'm joined by Gaz and Webby for the next hour, well, till 7 o'clock. We're going to be talking about Manchester United. We've had loads of calls in. We've got the YouTube comments up that we'll be reading out as well. And it's all about you coming on and having your say. Get your YouTube comments in. Oh, by the way, we're talking about following previewing PSG.
Get the comments in.
Listen, Gaz has just seen a comment on AZ fell off.
Listen, there's some great opinions, and we welcome all opinions. This one, though, I massively disagree with. It comes from the right place, but it says, why do we even have academies if our youth can't get past the likes of Young and Lukaku? That is so disrespectful to Ashley Young and Romelu Lukaku to suggest that our 16, 17-year-old lads should be better than them. That's not how it works, is it, Webby? These lads develop, they get experience, and they get better. Lukaku and Ashley Young, even if we don't think that they're great quality, they're very experienced footballers. They're better than 17-year-old kids.
If you look at some of the kids coming through, and obviously we've been talking about Greenwood, if they're good enough, they will get their chance. You just got to wait for their chance. You know, the under-18s are doing well again. They won again at Everton the other night. You know, they're playing some great stuff. And if they're good enough, Garner's been brought into the squad. So we have got kids there and they will get the chance because they are good enough.
They've not even had a chance to develop their bodies, though, yet.
Bit like your baby guppies.
Yeah. Bit like Gaz in general. Right, I've got Imi and Cam on the line. Let's go to Imi first, though. Hello, Imi.
Hello, Imi.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, lovely, loud and clear, mate. You're on the show. What do you want to talk about?
First of all, I just want to say, rest in peace. You know, Busby Babes. I was there yesterday, yeah, and
same here, Paul.
Obviously, 6th of February is obviously a dark day for everyone, including the families and even the people, even the fans back then as well. You know, who were affected by it. So, you know, just want to say get that out of the way first. But first of all, I just want to talk about the mood within the fans and around the club. I think it's been an unbelievable, you know, since Ollie's coming, obviously, you know, a lot of things have changed, not just within the club, but obviously within the fans, you know, obviously under Mourinho, it was much different. Whenever I used to go to the game, everyone used to be like stressed out, depressed, and, you know.
That was before 3 o'clock.
He was in the canal.
I was in the canal. I'll tell you what, you know, you're spotting what you're saying there. The mood now, we're getting up on a Saturday or Sunday, and we're looking forward to going to the match. And under Mourinho, even though, God, I wanted him to succeed, the worst part about the game, about the day, was the 90 minutes of football. You know, it was horrible, and you're so right. Everyone's bouncing into that ground now. As Stuart say, bouncing.
Bouncing. But you want to talk about PSG?
Yeah, PSG, you know, the next couple of weeks, you know, we've got Fulham, PSG, Liverpool, Chelsea. You know, these are massive games, and I believe we can, obviously, no doubt we can beat PSG and Liverpool, no doubt about that. Obviously, these games are massive, and it depends on where we stand at, and, you know, obviously, we need to beat Fulham, you know, we need to keep that top four spot, you know, we can't lose that spot. But PSG, I think, no doubt we can beat them, you know, there's no Neymar, I just
Neymar. If you look at the French league, Gaz, it's a poor league. You know, did they get beat on Sunday by Lyon when Solskjaer? I don't know how they drew or something.
Yeah,
you know, and you look at the other year when they spent all this money and they've got these players. But if you're not playing, I seen the result they got the other week. They won 9-0. You know, and that's not great. You know, they're going through second gears, and when they've got to come into these big matches, they're not. I'd say they're up for it. But they're not ready for it, you know. So I do think we can knock PSG out.
Mm. Well, really here, do. Let's bring in. You stay there, Amy. We've got Cam on the line, mate. Hello, Cam.
Hey, dude, how's you right?
Yeah, I'm very well, mate. Now you've got an idea of that PSG, the PSG game on a weekend. What is it you thinking of the week? Sorry.
I think we
think we're going to turn them over. Like, we're Man United and we're back. Like, no, I can't wait to play Liverpool. I can't wait to play City, just like you lads were saying. We're not like the funeral team no more. And, like, you know, like talk about PSG, I think they'll be fearing us. Like, how week in, week out, how often they're going to go up against Lingard, Rashford and Martial week in and week out? Like you said, it's a cup league. And, like, when they talk all this talk about Mbappe, what about Rashford? Would you swap Rashford for Mbappe? Because I wouldn't.
That's a show in itself, mate. We can't throw that curveball in there. Cam, so you're confident then, mate, that when it comes to PSG, Man United have got what it takes to get the result?
Without a doubt. We're a different team now. Like, he's gone. We're a completely different team. Like, one thing I was going to ask you, lads, which I'm a bit concerned about, I want Ole Gunnar to be the manager now. Definitely done a good job. But do you think he can handle, say, if we go out in the summer, we buy a world-class player with a bit of an attitude, like Pogba and all that, they know him. Do you think he's got the... Can he handle that?
I don't think we'd look at a player like that if they come with a bit of baggage, you know. What's disappointed me is that, obviously, we're under the previous manager, how some of the players down tools, and it was upsetting to see, and I think they cheated us fans, you know. And then you see the performance you're putting in now, and I'd love Ole to get the job, you know what I mean? And I loved him as a player. He was superb. He'd done what he needed to do. He was never moaned. He was on the bench. He could have gone to Tottenham for a lot more money, stayed at United, you know. I'd love him to get the job. Will he get it? I really hope. If we carry on like this, then I can't see him not getting the job. But regarding that, I think he'll look at the players, what a Manchester United player, you know, not some of these who are great players but got chips on their shoulders and the baggage comes with him. I think if Ollie's a man, he'll get what he wants and what's right for the football club.
Can I say thank you to Cam and Imi, both top wonderful Cam, callers there. Give us a call back later on in this month, because we would love to see what the results are like against PSG and get your reaction to that. 0345 111 7625. If you're listening, make sure you give us a call, and if you're watching, the number will be a longer screen for the next half an hour. Give your calls in now so we can get you on air. Gaz, the comments.
Couple of comments here on YouTube. Ryan Pearce says, Rashford is so much better than Mbappe. He's playing in a pub league, is Mbappe. That's another big shout. Paul Lucas says, no Verratti or Neymar. Yeah, I think that one just came out in the last hour or something. Well, I got that wrong there. Verratti's going to be out the first leg for PSG. So as well as Neymar, that's another man. Another key man that they've lost in that game. A midfielder as
did
well.
Did he seem to play... Get me wrong here, I don't really watch a lot of that French league. But,
neither do I. Don't.
But did he play the old keeper in Nets? Well, Buffon. Did he play in the Champions League game and the other kid plays in the league game?
Tell us in the comments.
Yeah,
I think he does. You know what I mean? He's a 39-year-old goalkeeper there who, don't get me wrong, in his day, the best in the world, but he's got to be past his best now at 39, you know. Mm. And Alves, he's now he must be 36. I really think if we go at them, do you know what the biggest thing is on that next Tuesday night? The crowd.
Yeah.
You know, when you only played at Anfield this year, and I hate to say it, the crowd scared them. They didn't know what hit them. You know, so we've got to be loud and proud. Obviously, the away games count for themselves. We know what happens there. But next Tuesday night, we have got to make it like it was in Barcelona 83. Make them scared. Make it a fortress and take a couple of goals away.
Let's go to Damien. He's on line one. How you doing, Damien?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear, mate. So you want to talk about transfers?
No, not really. I mean, you asked the question before about who was the best player, you know, we've seen play against United.
Yeah, that's coming on. We'll start the conversation now. Bring it on.
No, are you talking about this year? Because that's what I thought you were talking about.
The thing is, as you as a person, who's the best player you have seen live? Now, I'll tell you my people later, but it's who you've seen live. It could have been 4 years ago, 10 years ago.
All right. Well, if it's that conversation, I mean, I always respect any player that plays and beats Man United on his own. Huh. And there's a few players that have done that. I remember Fowler getting two goals against us. I remember even Micah Richards when he played for City. But I'll never forget Kaká when he came and played at Old Trafford.
Not one of mine, yeah.
And another game was an away game, but when we lost 4-0 to Barcelona and Stoichkov absolutely destroyed us.
They're the ones that stand out.
Romario and Stoichkov, what a partnership that was. But that was under the foreign roof. We had Gary Walsh in next. We might as well have put Paddy Roach in next.
That yeah, night, that you know was what I mean? The foreign rule, you know. Ryan Giggs was like a foreigner, yeah.
And Irwin and Schmeichel was sat in the director's box near us. I don't know I got in the director's box that night. That's another story.
But it is. Damien, go on, sorry.
Go on. The other thing I wanted to say was, I've got just a question to Gaz and Webby about Sanchez. And everyone's going, oh, play him on the right, all this rubbish, play him on the right. You know, he'd be about as good as Mkhitaryan was on the right.
Mm.
And it's like, why can't we play 4-4-2? Because Pogba plays 4-4-2 for France. Yeah, we drop Matic. We have his midfield. We have Pogba and Herrera as the two, with Herrera obviously the more sitting one.
Okay.
Tony's on the left. Jesse's on the right side, and then you've got Sanchez in the 10. Sanchez in the 10. Rashford in the 9. Obviously, you know, Rashford's going to pull out to the wide right. Tony make you know, and they interchange.
You know, like after last Sunday's game, I got a bit of stick off a few friends of mine. I thought the first half, I thought Sanchez's movement was great. I know, and he's not done this right. And we all, when he first signed, it was great, you know, we was all bouncing, but it's just not worked out. Some things happen like that, you know, and he fought under Ollie and he got his little bit of an injury when he come back. There's still a chance, but for me, the jury's still out, you know, he's not doing it for me, you know, for what he's got. But I always said that Arsenal, he was one of the players that I never feared when we played Arsenal, thinking, well, he's playing today. He had more, you know, some of the Arsenal players, like in years gone by, Perez and Bergkamp and players like that, people who have looked up to him thinking they could destroy us. But he wasn't one. Maybe there's time left yet. Only time will tell. But he's had his chances, so...
I'm really not sure about time being left for him, to be honest. I mean,
for this season,
guys,
I think
bit.
This season, you know, if he doesn't do it, then... that Chinese window could open up again. He could join Marion over there and have a night party.
Imagine that. Maybe that's what their front two will be, Sanchez and Fellaini.
Can you imagine? Damien, thank you very much for your call. We'll go to guys in the comments section on YouTube. Straight after Mike, who is on the line. Hello, Mike.
Yeah, lads. First time caller.
Good luck, Mike.
The show so far. I just want to talk about the feel-good factor, really, in Old Trafford since Solskjaer's come in, to be honest.
Oh, have you felt that as a fan, Mike?
To be honest, when Mourinho came in, I was so optimistic, you know, the pedigree of the man. But since Solskjaer's come in, it's been a different feel. He's got a real connection to the club, and I feel like, you know, we can really go far with him, to be honest.
Is he your permanent Manchester United manager?
With his investment in the club and things like that, I feel like we could really, you know, make a mark in Europe as well. He's got European pedigree, obviously, with Mulder. I don't know, I just feel like he's the right man.
Full time? Well, I mean, this question will come round and round again. But Webby, you have that feeling as well, aren't Mike? The feel-good factor is back.
Gaz will tell you, you know, we go into games now looking forward. We go into games, we're getting up on a Saturday, Sunday morning, happy, not wondering about what's going to be happening at 5 o'clock or half past seven, you know. And we was dreading the match because we knew what it was going to be like. And Mike's right, Solskjaer knows what the club's about. The fans are happy, you know. You're going in and you're happy. And that's, I'm not saying we're going to win every game, you know. But it's just a Solskjaer, the connection with the fans and the club. And love mate continues, and I really hope he gets the job. But let's see.
And also, the feel-good feeling at Old Trafford. I'll be honest, when Ollie first got the job, I knew there'd be a feel-good feeling, but I didn't necessarily think that's because of what would be happening on the pitch. Yeah. I was thinking it's just going to be Solskjaer's back. It's just going to make us all feel happy, and we're not really going to be interested about what happens on the pitch. But it's been unbelievable. It's been unbelievable.
It has. It really has. Right, we're going to go to Ali as our final call of this section. Hello, Ali.
Hey, you guys all right?
Hi, Ali.
Very well, mate. You freeze your full-time levels takeover. You want to talk about a PSG game?
Yes, I think we need to... I mean, I know I've had a lot of confident United fans today saying we're going to walk them over, but I think we just need to be a little bit more measured. They're still a very, very good squad. They've got a lot of World Cup winners in there. They've got, they've got pedigree and Champions League experience.
Yeah.
I just think we need to be a little bit more careful. But also on Solskjaer's appointment, I mean, I love Ole, and being at Old Trafford recently, Webby's spot on. It's a completely different stadium and atmosphere now. But I just felt like when we hired
Moyes, it was, you know, a knee-jerk reaction, sort of saying we need a long-term manager. He'd been at Everton a long time. Then we went after Louis van Gaal because we said we need the big atmosphere, a big personality to take control of that squad. Then we hired Mourinho, who was pretty much just because the ones across the road had hired Pep. Yeah. And I just think they've all been knee-jerk reactions, and the club now has an opportunity. The great thing with Ollie is to just breathe a second and think about who the next manager will be. Ollie's done great, but there's no reason we have to hire anyone till the end of the season. Let's see how he gets on at PSG, see how he gets on against
You're spot on there, mate. I go again about what the mob across the road did, you know, when Pellegrini was a manager. They got Guardiola in and they were working behind the scenes. And it's got to be right. The next manager has got to be right for Manchester United Football Club. Whether it's Ole, it might be someone else. But the board now has had 6 months. Well, we'll have at least 5 or 6 months to pick the right candidate. And it's got to work well this time because the last three haven't.
But like, at least they've got time now. It's almost like a trial for Ole. It's a brilliant position for Man United to be in. And it was a brilliant position when Ole got the job because he wasn't really under any pressure when he got the job. But now he is.
It's like once he announced he was going to be an interim manager, you knew it wasn't going to be someone of the greatest manager, you know. So it's worked well for the club. And don't get me wrong, what you're saying, guys, Solskjaer has brought my football club back. Mm. And that's what we was asking, because it had gone since Fergie left. It had gone. It was at some point. I always remember what Moyes said at a press conference. I wanted to jump down the telly. We'll make it so hard for Newcastle. We were champions of England. And it was speaking Everton mentality.
I'm looking at it now and I can't see any way that you can't want Ollie to get the job at this point. You look at the last managers that we've appointed. Moyes, because they thought he was in the mould of Ferguson, whatever that meant. Van Gaal, because he was a big name. He'd done it all in the game. He'd won trophies. Not necessarily with a track record of playing great football, though. Yeah. Exactly the same for Jose Mourinho, but he also had the advantage of managing in England. We've given Ole Gunnar Solskjaer now, a player who has the opposite of that, no experience really, but we're playing the best football we've played in 6 years. 6 years is such a long time.
Hey, man, get in the comments section. We're going to take a little break. We'll be back with more of your calls, a preview to Fulham, as well as talking about the best non-Manchester United player you've seen at Old Trafford. Get in the comments now about that, and guys, will read them out right after this.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Manchester United Football Social with Full Time Devils.
Welcome back to the Manchester Football Social, the final part of the show, the Full Time Devils takeover. We've been with you from 6 o'clock. What's up, Webby?
My dad just texted me, said, say hello to Joe, and he said, the best person he's ever seen live at Old Trafford is Georgie Best. But obviously, we've done about non-United players. We all know that probably one of the best United one was Bestie, but for me, old man, he says, hello, Joe, you're looking good.
Oh, cheers, mate. Well, this is mate. Webby's tips of how to look good and impress. Is that right?
No.
No. You can get online on YouTube and give us a call, 0345 111 7625. Vicky's on the line. We're going to get to Vic soon. Also, always get in the comment section. In this section, we want to talk about the best non-United player you've seen at Old Trafford. Webby's got loads. We're going to get to him soon. But, guys, you're going to be reading out the comments.
Yes.
So I get yours in there whilst we just have a little chat with Vic. Hello, Vic.
Hello, mate. How's it going? You all right?
Yeah, very well. Thank you very much for waiting, Vic, and getting online, mate. What do you want to talk about?
I just wanted to bring up the transfer issues. So I was just wondering, like, who do you think, who are your guys' targets? Who would you like to see the club sign? Because for myself, I think we've all identified that, you know, we need a right-back, centre-back, right winger, and probably a CDM as well. So yeah. I've sort of identified De Ligt. I'd love to see.
Give it me. Give me your list, pal.
Yeah, I'd love to see De Ligt. I'd love to see either Ndidi from Leicester or Ndombele.
Ndidi is a good shout. Yes, you know, Ndidi is a good shout. Okay, continue. I like this.
Good list.
And then I would say probably Lozano for the right wing. And I would say Wan-Bissaka as well.
Now, what you've done there, mate, and can I just say, you're one of the first people who calls up and says, I think we need to sign four or five players, and then you've not gone on to list four players that we're never going to sign. You've actually listed realistic targets that I could see United going out and going for in the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and to be fair, I mean, I don't see any of them being overly inflated. Maybe De Ligt, but I mean, price-wise, I reckon maybe 3 out of 4 we could get done for 50 mil each, I reckon.
Potentially.
Yeah.
I like the young kid at Palace. I like him.
The right-back.
Yeah, I think he's a great player with a great future.
I mean, the thing is, obviously, we've still got Delow there as well. But, I mean, obviously, now we just got the news that Youngie's staying on as well, isn't he? So, potentially, I think that, for me, I think the right-back has probably gone down a bit in priority now. I think, ideally, we do need that destroyer CDM, you know, just someone to supplement Herrera.
Totally
as well,
agree.
Someone just to do all the dirty work.
How much did you pay for him? Did you pay about 20 million, Leicester? Indeed.
Because, I mean, they got rid of Kante and then they brought him in, didn't they?
Yeah, how much did you pay for him?
I think it was... I don't even think it was 20 mil. I think it was a bit cheaper than that, to be fair.
I think he's a great player.
Anyone...
a real good player.
Get a bit of respect for Declan Rice as his game against Liverpool on the weekend. So he was highlighted
much.
With
him, I think.
Well, 20 years old, early.
I think with him, because he just recently signed a new contract, didn't he? So I think breaking him out of that is going to be a tough one for us, you know?
Didn't I like you going on about, obviously, the wingers you mentioned, but I think in the right team, at that Demarai Gray... I think there's something about him. I just think there's something about him. You can get into him. He doesn't look like he's got his chip on his shoulder like Zaha had. I think you get him at the right club, I think he can do a lot of damage.
And also a name that you mentioned then, and I realise this is completely hypocritical to what I just said when I said that you've not come in here and listed loads of unrealistic targets, because this one is very much unrealistic. I don't think there's much chance of it. But why don't we go for N'Golo Kante?
You know, I'd love to see Kante at United. I think we'd destroy the season next year if we got him, to be honest with you.
I think Chelsea for the rest of the season, I think there could be a Chelsea implosion on the horizon. And if that's the case, and it gets quite toxic, a player like Kante, who's a lovely lad, he'll be the first one he wants to go.
Of course he will. Vic, thank you very much for your call. Right, let's get into it then. The best non-Manchester United player you have seen at Old Trafford. Webby.
Well, people are going to go on about Ronaldo, the hat-trick he scored for Madrid, and obviously the standing ovation he got. But for me, Messi and Kaká, you know, I remember the game against us. Messi had been out injured for 5 or 6 weeks before, and in the first 20 seconds, he got brought down into a penalty. And we just couldn't get near him, you know, and Kaká in his time at AC Milan, was he a better player in the world? No, not for me. And obviously, he could get quite close to signing for that mob up the road, but then he realised who he was and he turned him down. But, you know, I've been fortunate to see some great players. That's why I'm a bit upset that Neymar's not playing next week, because you're going to get the chance to see these players, you know, once in a lifetime, you know, and people are talking about Mbappe and Di Maria and all the other stars he got. But I just really want to see him, because if I think me, he's the top graver. You know, and we're not going to see him, unfortunately, which obviously helps our team out. But as a fan, you want to see the best players.
You want to see us beat the best, don't you?
Yeah, of course you want to see us beat the best, and you want to see Phil Jones put him in his pocket the best.
Yeah, you do. Guys, is there anyone on the comments? Do you want to have a read? Oh, yeah, you can tell me yours as well.
Yeah, a lot of people saying Ronaldo, a few people shouting Kaká and Messi. And yeah, they're all named.
Matt Letizia as well on there.
Yeah, it's a good shout. But I've seen some good performances against United, but I've seen Messi tear us apart in two Champions League finals that I was actually at. One, of course, where he scored the header, especially. Yeah. And that one, I've been thinking about it for days, and I've seen Messi play against United a couple of times, and he's always brilliant. Ronaldo, that game I remember, but another player, and I don't want to say it almost, because I don't want to give him credit, because he was a Liverpool player at the time. Fernando Torres. When he turned up at Old Trafford with Liverpool, he had Vidic on toast. Every time.
Delicious.
Every time. Well,
going back, obviously, Premier League, there's one player for me who used to stand out every time we played him was Perez for Arsenal, you know. And you look at it, right, if you're the home team and when this player gets on the ball and you boo him, that's because you're scared of him, you know. And for me, Robert Perez was a great, great player along with Bergkamp. But for me, Perez used to shine all the time and I didn't like him.
Keep getting in your comments. We're going to go to one last caller. We're going to get Webby's final word. And then we're also going to let you know that there is a preview out. Manchester United did a preview of Fulham.
Full-time Devils. Preview for the game this weekend.
I've lost my head. I've done really well, but the final couple of minutes, I'm going to pass out. Raphael, you're the final caller on the show. How are you?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, can hear you, mate. You've got about a minute and a half. Take the wheel.
What's going on? Basically, I just wanted to say, like, regarding that transfer in summer, yeah, I was thinking, say, like, we bring in a Koulibaly, like, who's going to partner him? Like, is it Lindelof? Is it Bailly?
For me, like, it's got to be Lindelof. Then? What do you think?
I think him and Bailly would be more solid defensively, but then you can't leave Lindelof out because of his, obviously, his performances.
Yeah, but rotation. We'd have to do a bit of a rotation system, and players get injured, don't they?
Yeah, I think if you're going to go for the league and all cup coaches, you need virtually two players in every position. You know, the Mob City's got it. You know, they've got virtually two teams. I think if you've got to go on all fronts, you've got to have at least two for every position. So that's what we've got to do, you know.
Raphael was the final call of the show. Thank you very much, gents. And thank you very much, everyone who gave us a call. If you're watching this back, we are live on Thursday, 6 till 7, and you can always get in touch and get involved in the show. Webby, a little Fulham prediction for you both quickly.
4-1.
4-1.
3-1. Stay with 3-1.
Right, Webby, take the lead, mate. This is your final word. Thank you very much for listening and watching. Download the podcast. Subscribe to Full Time Devils. Watch the preview. Take it away, Webby.
Yeah, the final word is obviously what Imi went on about before. I was down at Old Trafford today paying respects for Munich. Top notch by the club again. They do it every year. And obviously, it was great to see Ollie there and Michael Carrick and Kieran McKenna. Brian Robson was there. And it was just a great, great. Even though it was a summer thing, it was great to be there. And I know people have got to go to work, but a lot of people booked the day off and have seen some old faces there. And I must thank the club for making it a great afternoon and paying respect to the people who passed away. God bless them all.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.